We welcome you today to this study of cell groups.
Kami menyambut Saudara Clinton ieu kanggo diajar ngenaan kelompok sel.
In our last session, we discussed the purposes of cell groups.
Dina sesi akhir abdi ngebahas tujuan kelompok sel.
That there are three purposes for the church.
Aya tilu tujuan jang gereja.
The first purpose is to pastor believers.
Tujuan ngawitannya eta ngembangkeun panatua.
And we discuss Moses and how he organized the church in the wilderness.
Ngebahas ngenaan Musa kumaha anjeunna ngatur gereja di sagara keusik.
He put them into small groups of 10.
Ditempatkeun ku Musa dina kelompok alit numbung 10 jalmi.
And then put overseers over them to pastor them well.
Sastrasna aya nu ngawaskeun aranjeunna kanggo dikembalakeun sing sae.
We see that in the early church they pastored their people very well.
Ningali eta gereja nu ngawitan jamanah dikembalakeun sae pisan.
They taught them publicly.
Ngawulang jamaah secara umum.
And from house to house.
Di bumi ka bumi.
Now the second purpose of the church,
tujuan kedua di gereja,
is to evangelize the lost.
Injilan nu ilang.
And as we will show in our next session,
bade dipintonkeun tina sesi bade nu bade,
the third purpose of the church,
tujuan ketilu di gereja,
is to raise up leaders.
Ngagungkeun para pamimpin.
Another generation that follows us.
Generasi nu sanes nu neraskeun urang.
Now people use many different structures to accomplish these three things.
Teuer ngagunakeun struktur nu benten kanggo tilu hal ieu.
But we have found that the cell group structure helps us to do this the best of all.
Struktur kelompok sel cara nu sae.
It's very obvious that you can pastor believers better in cells.
Saderek tiasa ngagembalakeun dina kelompok sel.
Jesus pastored his 12 around him as a cell.
Yesus ngembalakan 12 muridna seperti siji sel.
And he lost none of them except Judas, the son of perdition.
Sekai calon seorang oke kecuali Yudas anu anak neraka.
But how can cells evangelize the lost?
Angin kumaha sel tiasa nginjilan hilang.
We always think that only our main church services can evangelize people.
Mutan orang mong kabaktian gereja utama nu tiasa nginjilan jalmi.
And it's very true that a crowd draws the lost.
Para jalmi seueur nu tiasa narik jalmi nu ilang.
In our church on Sunday we often have 50 people who are saved.
Di gereja abdi di mana dinten Minggu aya 50 jalmi disalametkeun.
So we do not disparage the fact that people can get saved in large open services.
Jantan tiasa dianggap enteng buktos yang jalmi tiasa disalametkeun dina kabaktian nu ageung.
But studies have proven that more people get saved through relationships.
Terbuktos nyebatkan yang jalmi teh diselamatkan ngalanggengan hubungan.
Then get saved through events.
Tibatan diselamatkan ngalanggengan kajantanan-kajantanan.
In the New Testament we find one person inviting their friend to meet Jesus.
Dina perjanjian Enggal ayah saurang nu ngulem Yesus pendak sarang rerencangan anak.
They brought their brother or their father to the Lord and that's how they got saved.
Anak saderek sareng ramana ka Gusti, eta cara kumaha aranjeunna diselametkeun.
Now this is important that cell groups can evangelize the lost.
Penting di mana kelompok sel tiasa nginjili nu ilang.
In a cell group you have a spiritual family.
Dina kelompok sel saderek ngagaduhan kulawarga rohani.
And people are drawn to that community.
Jalmi ditarik ka dinya.
The number one problem in the world
masalah kaiji di dunia
is loneliness.
Diisen,
lost people are lonely.
Jalmi nu ilang tiisen.
When they observe Christians in cell groups loving each other,
batas aranjeunna merhatoskeun urang Kristen tina kelompok sel silih pikanya ah.
Jesus said the world would know that God had sent him.
Jesus ngadawuh dunia baris terang yen Allah parantos ngutus anjeunna.
Now in evangelizing the lost,
ilang,
we should understand vision.
Kedah ngartos visi.
The Lord appeared to Paul
dirina ka Paulus.
In Acts 26.
Jelas pada Rasul 20 genep,
he said, I have appeared to you for this purpose.
Tauhna kami nembongan kamane.
To make you a minister and a witness.
Kernetapkan mane jadi pelayan jeng saksi.
In verse 18.
Pada 18.
He says to open their eyes.
tuken maranehna
and turn them from darkness to light.
Supaya pindah tinu poe kacaang.
And from the power of Satan unto God.
Kawasa iblis ka Allah.
Now I know that in many of your countries Satan is ruling the minds of people.
Abi terang di unggal negara iblis ngawasan pikiran jalma-jalma.
Their minds are darkened in their understanding.
Pikiran maranehna poek kina pangartianna.
And Jesus told Paul, your purpose is to open their eyes.
Yesus ka Paulus tujuanna ngabentakeun maranehna.
That they may receive forgiveness of sins.
Supaya maranehna bisa nerima pangampura dosa.
And an inheritance among them are sanctified by faith in me.
Harta warisanna disucikeun ku iman di jero kami.
This Paul called the heavenly vision.
Paulus nyebatna visi surgawi.
Winning souls.
Menangkeun jiwa.
Is the heavenly vision.
Visi surgawi.
And we can accomplish that best through cell groups.
Kurang baris menang hasil nu hade ngaliwatan komsel.
In El Salvador.
Di El Salvador.
There is a large church.
Aya gereja nu gede.
With 6,000 cells.
6,000 sel.
And they have a motto.
Maranehna ngagaduhan motto.
Which I would like to teach you.
Ku abdi bade diajarkeun.
They say together every week.
Diucapkan sasarengan unggal minggu.
Number one.
Nomor kahiji.
I have a purpose.
Abi ngabogaan tujuan.
You do have a purpose.
Anjen boga tujuan.
Number two.
Nomor dua.
My purpose is winning souls.
Tujuanana menangkan jiwa.
That's what Jesus told Paul.
Itu nu dicaraskeun Yesus ka Paulus.
You are alive to open their eyes.
Anjen hirup keur ngabentakeun.
Turn them from darkness to light.
Supaya pindah tinu poek ka nu caang.
And from the power of Satan to God.
Dikawasa iblis ka Allah.
Number three.
Nomor tilu.
I fulfill that purpose.
Abi nadunan tujuan eta.
Best in a group.
Nupang hadena di hiji kelompok.
Can you believe you will win more souls in a cell group than by yourself?
Yang percaya saderek bisa menangkan loba jiwa dina komsel tibatan kusorangan.
Jesus never sent his disciples out one by one.
Yesus teu pernah ngutus muridna sorangan.
He sent them two by two.
Yutusna duaan-duaan.
Now I am going to take for granted that you agree that you can have cell groups in your church.
Abi yakin saderek pasti satuju tiasa ngagaduhan komsel di gereja.
What causes a cell group to start to evangelize?
Tarakumaha komsel ngawitan ngawartakeun Injil?
Because the natural tendency will be for the cell group to just fellowship.
Kantaran komsel mah paguyuban.
When Christians come together in a home, they all want to talk and eat and fellowship.
Orang Kristen kumpul ukur ngobrol dahar jeung paguyuban.
What makes them want to bring the lost to that meeting?
Naon sababna hayang mawa jalma nu leungit ka paguyuban eta?
It is imperative that a cell group evangelize.
Harupakeun hiji parentah komsel kudu nginjilan.
If it does not evangelize,
lamun henteu nginjilan,
it will grow stagnant.
Kelompokna bakal eureun.
And ultimately that cell group will die.
Akhirna komsel teh bubar.
Parents must produce children.
Sepuh kudu ngalahirkeun barudak.
Or they are unhappy.
Manehna teu bahagia.
And when cell members are bringing the lost to the group,
dina waktu anggota sel mawa nu leungit ka kelompokna,
it causes the cell members to mature.
Tandana anggota sel tumubuh dewasa.
Because they are now the examples for the new believers.
Jadi contoh pikeun jalma nu kakara percaya.
Remember, you have a purpose.
Ingat, saderek boga tujuan.
Your purpose is winning souls.
Tujuan saderek menangkan jiwa.
And you fulfill that purpose best in a group.
Tadek nadunan tujuan ku hasil nu bade di komsel.
Now in the book of Proverbs,
Kitab Amsal,
we see about four little animals.
Perang bisa ningal opat satu letik.
These four animals, the Bible says,
opatanana,
are little upon the earth.
Makhluk alit di dunia.
But very wise.
Epika tidak wicaksanana.
And they typify a soul-winning cell group.
Jadikan lambang komsel nu menangkan jiwa.
In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 25.
Di Loka 30 ayat 25.
The Bible tells us these four little animals.
Kitab suci nyeruskeun opat sato leutik.
And they show us the dynamics that must be in a cell that is reaching the lost.
Nuduhkeun yen sumanget kudu aya di kalompok nu neangan jalma leungit.
The first animal is an ant.
Nu kahiji sireum.
The ants are a people not strong.
Sireum jalma nu hengker.
But they prepare their meat in the summer.
Sasadian dahareun di usum panas.
I don't know if you have ants in your country.
Nagara sadek aya sireum.
But in many nations of the world, ants are there, little tiny small beings.
Di mana-mana di dunia sireum teh makhluk leutik.
But they are very focused.
Tapi janten perhatian.
They must gather their food before the harvest is over.
Kumpulkeun dahareun samemeh panen eungeus.
This is the first element of an evangelizing cell group.
Bagian anu kahijina nginjilan.
That group must have a focus on the lost.
Kelompok teh kudu nalingakeun nu leungit.
The ant is the symbol of purpose.
Sireum teh simbol tujuan.
He does not be satisfied just to lay around in the ant bed.
Sireum teu sugema mun saukur gegoleran di ranjang.
He wakes up in the morning saying the end of the harvest is coming and I must gather it in right now.
Sireum mudang waktu isuk cek sireum akhir panen geus deket kudu ngumpulkeun ayeuna.
He is not satisfied with what he has already gathered.
Sireum teu sugema naon nu dikumpulkeunana.
He knows he has a limited amount of time.
Sireum terangeun waktuna saketik.
You have a limited amount of time.
Urang oge sami.
Only in your lifetime can you win souls.
Ngan dina kahirupan sadek tiasa nginginkeun jiwa.
We call this purpose.
Urang nyebutkeun ku tujuan.
A drive to accomplish the winning of souls.
Nu ngadorong keur menangkeun jiwa.
The Apostle Paul had this purpose.
Rasul Paulus oge boga tujuan.
So every member of the cell group.
Unggal anggota kelompok.
Must be a spiritual ant.
Kudu jadi sireum rohani.
They must go for the harvest.
Kudu indit kanu panen.
In Dr. Cho's church in Seoul, Korea.
Di gereja Dr. Cho di Korea.
One lady.
Selatan.
In a cell group.
Di komsel,
won 365 families to the Lord in 1 year.
365 kulawarga kanggo Gusti dina sataun.
She is an ant for God.
Anjeuna sireum kanggo Gusti.
Every cell member must say, I must win souls.
Anggota sel kudu nyarita, abdi kudu nginginkeun jiwa.
Now in our cell groups.
Di komsel abdi.
We have 1 week's lesson that focuses on believers.
Kado pengajaran saminggu numusat kana jalmi-jalmi percanten.
And we write out the names of those we want to invite to the next week.
Abdi nulis undangan kanggo minggu harep.
We pray over those names.
Abdi ngadoakeun ngaran-ngaranna.
And we ask the Lord to cause them to come to our cell meeting.
Nuhunkeun Gusti supados ngadorong. Maranena datang ka riungan sel.
On the second week,
dina minggu kadua,
we have an evangelism meeting.
Ayakeun ibadah penginjilan.
We invite the lost.
Diundang jiwa anu leungit.
We focus on their needs.
Disatian kana kabutuhanana.
We minister to them.
Maranena maranena.
And they get saved.
Maranena diselametkeun.
The third week,
minggu katilu,
is just believers again.
Anjalma percaya.
And we pray for each other's need.
Didoakeun kabutuhan masing-masing.
We write down the names of those we want to evangelize.
Nuliskeun ngaran-ngaran nu badi diinjili.
And we invite them the fourth week.
Maranehna diundang dina minggu kaopat.
Every other week.
Minggu nu sajen.
Is an evangelism week.
Minggu penginjilan.
And we invite the lost.
Undang nu leungit.
This keeps the group focused.
Komsel supaya merhatikeun.
They do not drift from their purpose. They do not exist just to fellowship. But they are like an ant.
Seperti sireum.
Who prepares his meat in the summer.
Menyediakan dahareun dina usum panas.
The second animal.
Satu kadua.
Is also a type of an evangelizing group.
contoh di kelompok penginjilan.
And that is the coney.
Eta teh pocang.
Now the coney is a small animal.
Satu leutik.
The Bible says is not strong.
Kitab suci nyeros eta satu teh hengker.
But he makes his house in the rocks.
Tapi tempatnya di gunung batu.
He has learned the principle of partnership.
Diajar prinsip kemitraan.
That alone.
Di waktu nyorangan.
He's weak.
Hengker.
But when he backs up between
the
rocks.
Balik dari ke sela-sela gunung batu.
He becomes stronger.
Manena jadi kuat.
This is the way it is in a cell group.
Itu cara di komsel.
You may be ashamed of how you teach the Bible.
Adrek isin lantaran cara ngajar kitab suci.
And embarrassed to win souls by yourself.
Era pisan menangkan jiwaku sorangan.
But when you get in a group.
Tapi waktu ayo di kelompok.
You feel stronger.
Rasa lebih kuat.
You feel more apt to bring people to the group.
Rasa lebih babari ngajak ke kelompok.
This is the principle of the coney.
Ya, cara pocang.
He has learned the power of partnership.
Manena diajar kawasa kemitraan.
Jesus sent his disciples out by twos.
Diutusna duaan-duaan.
I said at the beginning of this lecture.
Abdi nyeros di awal kuliah ieu.
I have a purpose.
Abdi kaduh tujuan.
My purpose is winning souls.
Tujuanana menangkeun jiwa.
Number two.
Nomor dua.
I fulfill my purpose best in a group.
Tadunan tujuan nu hade dilakukan di kelompok.
This is what partnership is.
Eta tujuan kemitraan.
Many people fish by themselves.
Coba jalmi ngusep sorangan.
And they go with a hook and a line and they try to get one fish at the time.
Mana indit mawa usep supaya menang hiji lauk.
But on the Sea of Galilee.
Tapi di Sea Galilea.
Where Jesus ministered.
Waktu Yesus ngalayanan.
They fished as partners.
Ajala salaku mitra.
In Luke chapter 5.
Na Lukas pasal 5.
As Jesus got into Peter's boat.
Waktu Yesus naik perahu Petrus.
It says that Andrew, James and John were his partners in fishing.
Andreas, Yakobus, Yohanes mitra ngalalauk.
They understood net fishing.
Artieun cara ngalalauk.
That if every man held a corner of the net,
pamisewang-sewangannya ke tungtung jala,
hundreds of fish would swim in.
Ratusan lauk ka jaring.
And they could pull in 150 fish.
Sakali narik 150 lauk.
Instead of one at a time.
Katangan sahiji lauk.
If you go to the Sea of Galilee today,
pamisewang ka situ Galilea,
you still see them fishing this way.
Sarek biasa ningal cara ngalalauk didinya.
Everyone's involved in the harvest.
Jalmi kacandak tina panen.
Some drop the net.
Beberapa jalma ngajala.
Some are pulling in the net.
Nusajena narikna.
Some are pulling it to shore.
Nusajena narik ka basisir.
Some drop in weights to keep the fish inside the net.
Nusajena manggul supaya lauk lepas.
And some pull the fish out onto the ground.
Nusajena nyokotan lauk numura.
It's partnership.
Eta teh kemitraan.
A cell group.
Di komsel.
Is a partnership of fishing.
Kemitraan dina ngajala.
In our cell groups.
Dina komsel abdi.
The cell will discuss how to win the lost.
Abadamikeun kumaha menangkeun nu leungit.
Maybe they will go to a group of apartments and all reach out together.
Pangiten datang ka kelompok apartemen menangkeun sasarengan.
Or they will all invite their mother in one night.
Atawa ngundang ibuna dina hiji wengi.
But they're praying as a group.
Ngadoa salaku hiji kelompok.
How do we win the lost?
Kumaha supaya menangkeun nu leungit?
This is the coney principle.
Ieu teh prinsip pocang.
It's not your power by yourself.
Lain ku kakuatan sorangan.
It's the rocks you are associated with.
Ieu teh gunung batu nu jadi mitrana.
They are your strength.
Karena kakuatan saderek.
Your other cell members are your strength.
Anggota sel nu sanesna oge sami.
So you evangelize together with them.
Nginjilan diayakeun sasarengan.
The third animal.
Tatonu katilu.
Is the locust.
Eta simut.
The locust flies in a huge swarm.
Si metesok hiber tabarengan.
And can block out the sun.
Ketika tiasa jadi poek.
In the book of Joel.
Kitab Yoel.
The Bible talks about the locust army.
Nyarioskeun rombolan simut.
That they are people who take over a city.
Manehna nu ngarebut kota.
I believe this illustrates prayer.
Abdi pecanten ieu gambaran doa.
They control the air.
Kuasaan awang-awang.
And we must control the spiritual forces in heavenly places.
Urang ge nguasaan kakuatan rohani di langit.
Believers in a cell group.
Para pemimpin kelompok sel.
Must pray and do spiritual warfare.
Ngadoa jeung ngalakukeun peperangan rohani.
To evangelize the lost, they must defeat Satan.
Injilan ulengit nyalehkeun iblis.
Jesus said their eyes must be open.
Yesus nyarios kadua benta.
They must be turned from darkness to light.
Arena kudu balik deui tinu poek kanu caang.
And from the power of Satan to God.
Kawasa iblis ka kawasa pangeran.
Satan is holding your country.
Iblis nahan nagara saderek.
He's holding your relatives.
Iblis nahan dulur saderek.
He's holding your neighbors.
Nahan tetangga saderek.
He's blinded their minds.
Halongkeun pikiranana.
And as the cell group prays.
Batara komsel ngadoa.
We control the heavenly places.
Urang nu ngawasaan langit.
We open the heavens.
Numuka langit.
And we allow the light of God to shine on them.
Ngantep sinar pangeran.
A cell group must pray to win the lost.
Komsel ngadoa keur menangkeun nu ilang.
And that is the third word.
Ieu nu katilu.
The principle of prayer.
Prinsipna doa.
When a cell prays,
sabatara sel ngadoa,
the devil turns loose.
Roh jahat ngalepaskeun belengguna.
I want to challenge you as a cell group.
Ajak saderek janten komsel.
To remember your purpose.
Ngelingan tujuan saderek.
I have a purpose.
Ada tujuan.
My purpose is winning souls.
Tujuan anu nyaeta menangkeun jiwa.
I fulfill that purpose best in a group.
Tujuan eta ku hasil anu hade di kelompok.
And then as the cell group prays.
Katresna waktu komsel ngadoa.
We see the last principle.
Rang nempo prinsip akhir.
The Bible says the locust has rather the spider takes hold with her hands.
Kitab suci nyarios cak-cak nu bisa ditewak.
But is in king's palaces.
Tapi asup aya di istana raja.
One translation says this is a lizard.
Anu nyarioskeun kadal cak-cak.
The lizard you can hold in your hand.
Cak-cak bisa ditewak.
But he is in king's palaces.
Tapi asup aya di istana raja.
I'm sure you have a lizard in your country. And the lizard pokes his head inside your house. He is built in such a way he can penetrate through a small hole. He does not have to be invited. He is going in to your home.
Asup ka imah saderek.
He doesn't care if you're the king. Or a pauper. He is focused on penetration.
Ingatan anangan moncor.
This is the fourth principle of a cell group.
Kita prinsip kaopat komsel.
The group must penetrate.
Kelompok teh kudu moncor.
They do this in several ways.
Ngalakukeunana sabeberapa cara.
First of all.
Ngawitan.
They are able to meet in the home of an unbeliever.
Anggihan imah nu can percaya.
And as they get into that home,
di waktu manena asup,
that person may get saved.
Jalma teh bisa diselametkeun.
Secondly,
kedua,
they invite lost people to their home.
Undang nu leungit ka imahna.
If they are a police officer,
amun manena polisi,
a school teacher,
guru,
a college student,
mahasiswa,
or whoever they are focused on,
atawa sahabai,
they penetrate that area.
Anehna moncor ke tempat eta.
Now surely you have places in your area.
Tangtu saya dengan kaduhan pakarangan.
Where there are lost people.
Dinya aya jalmi nu leungit.
You must penetrate.
Urang kudu moncor.
You must be a lizard for God.
Seperti cak-cak kanggo Gusti.
You must let the Lord show you how to get into that group.
Dan baik Gusti nunuduhkan kasadarek caranan lebet ka eta kelompok.
And evangelize from the inside.
Tetapi nginjilan didinya.
This fourth principle.
Prinsip kaopat.
Is the principle of the lizard.
Prinsip cak-cak.
Penetration.
Moncor.
I want you to turn to Luke chapter 5.
Dengan Lukas pasal 5.
And notice how Jesus penetrated into people's lives.
Tingali kumayus moncor karena kehidupan jalma.
The Bible says Jesus was teaching on the shore of Galilee.
Kitab suci nyarios Yesus ngawulang di sisi Galilea.
And in verse 2 it says there were two ships standing by the lake.
Dina ayat 3 dicariuskan dua parahu di sisi.
The fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets.
Mayang-mayang geus turun keur ngumbah jaringna.
But he entered into one of the ships.
Anjeunna munggah ka hiji parahu.
Which was Simon's.
Parahuna Simon.
His boat was his world.
Parahuna nyaeta dunyana.
Jesus entered Simon's world.
Yesus lepet ka cara Simon.
And allowed his boat to be brought out of the to the lake.
Kawidian parahuna dibawa ke laut.
This is the principle of the lizard.
Ia prinsip cak-cak.
You don't wait for the lost to come to your church.
Ulah nunggu anu leungit datang sorangan ka gareja.
They don't want to come to your church.
Kedaikeun datang sorangan ka gareja.
But you are going to penetrate them.
Urang nu kudu moncor.
You are going to get into their boat.
Urang asup kana parahu.
And not wait for them to get into your boat.
Ulang adaguan asup ka parahu saderek.
A cell group penetrates.
Pamsel kudu moncor.
In our church,
di gereja Ati,
we have over 200 cell groups.
Kadu leuwih ti 200 komsel.
That meet on the job.
Ngalaksanakeun tugas eta.
They have penetrated that workplace.
Moncor ka tempat gawena.
And they have opened a cell.
Dibuka sel.
In a hospital,
di rumah sakit,
the nurses turn into a cell group.
Perawat oke ngadamel komsel.
And they win the lost in the hospital.
Menangkan ulungit di rumah sakit.
Everywhere our people work.
Di mana wae jamaah abdi didamel?
They are opening cell groups.
Maranena muka komsel.
They are lizards for God.
Maranena cak-cak kanggo Gusti.
I recently had a wonderful breakthrough.
Dan lami moncor. Luar biasa.
In prayer,
di lepet doa,
I asked the Lord to open the home of the governor of our state.
Supaya Gusti mukakan bumi gubernur negara bagian.
We were in a time of prayer and fasting.
Karena doa jeung puasa.
We knew our purpose was to win souls.
Terang tujuanna menangkan jiwa.
And to be in partnerships.
Dina kamitraan.
We prayed for the governor.
Ngadoa kanggo gubernur.
Within 1 week.
Di saminggu.
He called my office.
Anjeunna nelpon ka kantor abdi.
And he asked would I come and teach him the Bible.
Abdi tiasa dongkap sareng ngajar kitab suci.
The whole Bible.
Sadaya kitab suci.
In 4 lessons.
Dina 4 pengajaran.
I went 4 different times.
Datang 4 kali.
And I taught him the Old Testament.
Ajarkeun perjanjian lawas.
The Gospels.
Injil.
The book of Acts.
Kisah rasul-rasul.
And the epistles.
Sareng serat-serat.
After the 4 lessons.
Perantos pengajaran kaopat.
He wanted me to come back.
Abdi kada wangsul deui.
We have now been going for over a year.
Ayeuna pantos sataun.
I am a lizard for God.
Abdi cak-cak kanggo Gusti.
I don't deserve to be in the governor's mansion.
Abdi teu pantes aya di bumina gubernur.
But I have made up my mind.
Tekad abdi bulet.
The Lord is going to open the door.
Gusti bade mukakeun panto.
And I want to say something to some of you.
Abdi hayang nyaris ka saderek.
Some of you have been afraid to penetrate the higher levels of your society.
Sabaraha urang nu sieun mun moncor ka nu tingkatan luhur di masyarakat.
You have been afraid to penetrate your own relatives.
Areksian moncor ka wargi.
And the Lord says, get into their boat.
Tenyeros naik ka jero parahu maranehna.
Find out what they are interested in.
Teangan nu jadi minat.
And get involved serving them.
Nyata dina ngalayanan.
Some of our groups have learned to even empty garbage.
Beberapa kelompok diajar nepi ka bebersih.
And as they serve people emptying their garbage.
Di waktu ngelayanan jelma bebersih.
Those people become open to the gospel.
Jalma-jalma tetiasa muka ker Injil.
This is the principle of the lizard.
Ia prinsip cak-cak.
It's the principle of penetration.
Ite prinsip moncor.
You don't wait for people to come to you.
Ulah nunggu-nunggu datang.
But instead you get into their boat.
Asup ka parahu.
And you notice what Jesus said.
Perhatikan apa dicariskan ku Yesus.
After they had filled their boats with fish.
Sangkira ngisian parahu ku lauk.
The Bible says in verse 8 when Simon Peter saw it.
Ini ayat 8 waktu Simon Petrus ningal hal eta.
He fell down at Jesus' knees saying.
Rasujud ka Yesus sarta nyarita.
Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Gusti tepihan abdi margi abdi jalma doraka.
When Jesus was good to Peter.
Waktu Yesus hade ka Petrus.
Peter gave his heart to the Lord.
Petrus katarik hatena.
People will get saved.
Jalma bari selamatkeun.
When others serve them.
Ditulungan kunu saja.
And then in verse 10.
Dina ayat 18.
So was James.
Kitu de Yakubus.
And John. The sons of Zebedee,
Johannes, Zebedeus,
which were partners with Simon,
jadi baturna Simon.
And Jesus said to Simon,
Yesus nyarios ka Simon,
fear not.
Ulah sieun.
From henceforth,
iti ayeuna,
you shall catch men.
Maneh bakal ngajaring manusia.
They had become a spiritual partnership.
Marane nanggeus jadi mitra rohani.
They had been fishing as partners.
Ajaring selaku mitra.
And now they evangelize as partners.
Injilan oke selaku mitra.
Now I want you to look at John chapter 4.
Kali Yohanes pasal 4.
To show you the last principle of cell group evangelism.
Kanggo nuduhkeun prinsip nu akhir di komsel.
We have learned that we have a purpose.
Orang geus diajar boga tujuan.
That is the ant. That we should get into partnerships.
Rangkudu ayah kemitraan.
That is the coney.
Eta si pucang.
That we must learn to pray and do spiritual warfare.
Rangkudu diajar ngadoa jeng peperangan rohani.
That is the locus.
Eta si mud.
And that we must not be afraid to penetrate.
Kurang tong sian moncor.
We must go into another person's world.
Kurang kada lebet kadunya batur.
That is the lizard.
Eta cak-cak.
As I erase these,
Sabatara ngahapus hal ieu,
I want to bring you to the last two principles.
Pribadi narangkan dua prinsip akhir.
I want you to say after me again.
Sabaras di Bandungan.
Number one.
Nomor hiji.
I have a purpose.
Abdi gaduh tujuan.
Tell someone else beside you there.
Taritakan ka sagigireun saderek.
I have a purpose.
Abdi gaduh tujuan.
Number two.
Nomor dua.
My purpose is winning souls.
Eta menangkeun jiwa.
It is my lifetime calling.
Eta panggilan saumur hirup.
That's why Paul was called by Jesus.
Eta sabab Paulus dipanggil ku Yesus.
Number three.
Nomor tilu.
I fulfill my purpose.
Awujudkeun tujuan abdi.
In a group.
Aya di kelompok.
The best way to fulfill my purpose.
Jalan upang hadina nyumponan tujuan.
Is in a group.
Dina kelompok.
Number four.
Nomor opat.
I will never be satisfied.
Tidak pernah sugema.
Until I fulfill my purpose.
Tepika nedunan tujuan.
It is important for you to understand that you will never be satisfied.
Ada kebakal gitu.
With anything in your life.
Dina hirup saderek.
Until you fulfill your purpose.
Ketika saderek nedunan tujuan.
In John chapter 4.
Yohanes pasal 4.
Jesus had just led a woman to him.
Yesus nembe mimpin hiji istri nu datang.
And he said in verse 32.
Dina nyarios dina ayat 32.
I have meat to eat that you know not of.
Kami boga dahareun nu maneh teu nyaho.
In verse 34.
Nah, ayat 34.
Jesus said to them.
Yesus nyarios ka maranehna.
My meat.
Dahareun kami mah.
Is to do.
Nyaeta ngalampahkeun.
The will of him that sent me.
Kahoyong mantena nu ngutus kami.
And to finish his work.
Narangsekeun padamelanana.
You will never be satisfied.
Hadaya ku ge moal ngarasa sugema.
until you fulfill your purpose.
A
fish was made to swim.
Lauk diciptakan bisa ngojai.
A bird was made to fly.
Manuk diciptakan bisa hiber.
And you were made to win souls.
Sadarek diciptakan kanggo menangkan jiwa.
That's why you're alive.
Sababnya sadarek hirup.
Mordecai said to Esther.
Mordecai nyarios ka Esther.
You have come to the kingdom.
Anu terang waktuna seperti iu.
For such a time as this.
Anjan menang harkat selaku ratu.
And then we notice principle number 5.
Terhati tenan prinsip nomor 5.
This one I will never be satisfied.
Jika abdin tengah rasa sugema.
Until I fulfill my purpose.
Yuki karena dunan tujuan.
And number 5.
Nomor kelima.
I have no promise of tomorrow.
Abdin tenungguan yuki kaya injing.
I must work while I have the chance.
Abdi kedah ngadamel. Salami ayah kesempatan.
This is the principle Jesus taught his disciples.
Ia prinsip nu diajarkan ku Yesus.
He said to them, don't say there are yet 4 months.
Anjina nyarios, pan maneh nu nyarita 4 bulan di.
And then comes the harvest.
Tumpanin.
I say unto you,
kami nyarita ke mana?
Lift up your eyes.
Tempo sakrulingna.
And look on the fields.
Tempo humana.
For they are white already to harvest.
Nunggu sekoneng tibuatan.
I want to give you more vision this morning.
Dimasian terang langkung servisi.
I want you to understand the number of people who are lost in this world.
Tarang ngartos serjal minu lengit.
You have a purpose.
Tarek ngagaduan tujuan.
Your purpose is winning souls.
Menangkan jiwa.
You will fulfill it best in a group.
Tarek baris menadunan tujuan.
You will never be satisfied.
Tarek.
Until you fulfill your purpose. And you have no promise of tomorrow. You must work. While you have the chance. Every cell member. Should memorize these 5 principles. Every cell meeting. They should say these 5 things. Until they have a fire built into them. A fire of evangelism.
Api penginjilan.
Someone may say, well, how many people are lost in the world?
Sabara loba jiwa anu leungit di ieu dunya.
I want to show you that right now.
Abdi nuduhkeun ayeuna oge.
Whatever nation you are in.
Mawae nagara saudarek.
In India.
Di India.
In Bangladesh.
Di Bangladesh.
In Taiwan.
Taiwan.
In Africa.
Di Afrika.
In South America.
Amerika Selatan.
In Russia.
Rusia.
How many people are lost?
Sabara loba jiwa anu leungit.
Mission workers divide the world into 4 worlds.
Misi ngabagi dunya teh jadi 4.
The first world or the A world.
Kaiji atawa dunya A.
Is 1 out of 10 people.
Salah saiji tinu 10 jalmi.
These are people who are believers.
Nyaeta anu percaya.
That's 500 million people.
Nyata 500 juta jalmi.
The B world.
Dunia B.
2 out of 10.
2 di 10.
Or 1 billion people.
Tetapi 1 miliar jalmi.
These are backslidden people.
Kita nu murtad.
They once made a decision to follow God.
Bahala manehna.
But they fell away.
Milih ngiring Gusti.
1 billion people.
Tapi manehna ingkar. Samiliar jalmi.
The third world, the C world.
Dunia katilu dunia C.
3 out of every 10 people.
Tilu ti 10 jalmi.
Who live in a nation that is reached.
Aya di hiji nagara nu geus dimenangkeun.
They have heard the gospel.
Aranena tos terang Injil.
But they have rejected it.
Tapi ditampik.
1.5 billion people.
Hiji 1,5 miliar jalmi.
The last world.
Dunia terakhir.
The D world.
Dunia D.
4 out of every 10 people.
4 di 10.
They live in a nation that is unreached.
Aya di nagara nu acan kajangko.
2 billion people.
2 miliar jalmi.
They have never heard the gospel.
Aranana teu kungsi ngadangu Injil.
Many of them live in your nations.
Loba di nagara saderek oge.
In India, there are millions in the D world.
Di India, jutaan jalmi di dunia D.
All across the world there are unreached people.
Sakulah dunia ayah nuta can kajangko.
And you must put the vision before your cell groups.
Ada kedan nempatkan visi di pangharap na di komsel.
These people we know are ready to go to heaven.
Jalmi-jalmi nu wau siap ka surga.
These people need to come back to God.
Perlu balik deui ka Gusti.
These people we know are lost.
Jalmi nu leungit.
This is an incredible number of people.
Jumlahna luar biasa.
This is 2 billion people.
2 miliar jalmi.
This is 1.5 billion people.
Ini 1,5 miliar jalmi.
That's 3.5 billion people.
Ini 1,5 miliar jalmi.
How many people is that?
Berapa jumlahnya?
If I started a line.
Mun orang ngagurat.
A line of people.
Barisan jalma-jalma.
Who are lost. And need salvation.
Mengaputukan kasalamatan.
Jesus said, "Lift up your eyes."
Senyarios tempo sakuling mana?
And look on the field.
Tempo huma.
How many people are lost?
Sabralo bana jalmanu leungit.
If I started that line right here.
Mun urang ngagurat.
One man and one woman behind each other of lost people.
Pamaga jeung istri nu leungit.
A single line.
Sagurat.
How far would that line reach?
Sabara jumlah nagurat eta.
This will stagger your mind.
Ieu bakal ngagetkeun saderek.
That line would go all the way around the world.
Gurat eta bakal ngurilingan dunya.
At the equator.
Di gurat katulistiwa.
All the way around the world.
Ngurilingan dunya.
Unsaved people in the C and D world.
Di ciri dunia C jeung D.
But not just one time around the world.
Tembong sakali ngurulingan dunya.
But 2 times.
Tapi 2 kali.
3 times.
3 kali.
5 times.
5 kali.
10 times.
10 kali.
15 times.
15 kali.
20 times.
20 kali.
25 times around the world.
25 kali ngurulingan dunya.
The line would reach of unsaved people.
Kurat eteh ngahuntal jalmanu can salamet.
So that you understand me.
Paya sadek terang ka abdi.
I mean 25 lines of people.
Maksudna 25 kali gurat.
With nothing between them.
Dijadikan jalma-jalma di antara jalma-jalma.
One person after the next.
Hiji.
That is the vision.
Eta visi.
That is the harvest.
Teteh dibuat.
You must put that into your cell groups.
Sadek kedah ngadugikeun ka komsel.
They cannot focus on themselves.
Sadek tetiasa merhatikan kasorangan.
If they focus on themselves,
pamamarena merhatikan dirina,
they will die.
Bakal maot.
Anything that focuses on others,
awan wae nu merhatikan batur,
will live and be blessed.
Kehidupanna diberkahan.
I read you this verse again.
Urang baca ayat ieu deui.
Jesus said, "Say not there are yet 4 months."
Anjeunna rios. Pan maneh nu nyarita 4 bulan deui.
And then comes the harvest.
Usum panen.
Behold, I say unto you.
Kami nyarita ka maneh.
Lift up your eyes.
Tempo sakurlingna.
And look on the fields.
Tempo huma.
For they are white already to harvest.
Nunggeus koneng dibuatkeun.
And he that reapeth receives wages.
Nu dibuat geus narima buruhna.
And gathers fruit unto life eternal.
Kumpulkan buah keur hirup langgeng.
I want to challenge you today.
Abdi hoyong ngajak saderek.
You who are watching this video.
Saderek nu nyaksian ieu video.
Prepare yourself for the greatest harvest in the world.
Tayogikeun keur panen raya di dunya.
There has never been a harvest that's coming like the one coming in the world.
Tekungsi kepibuatan seperti di dunya.
And the question is, will you be ready to hold the harvest?
Patarasananna saderek sayogi nampi panen.
When we first started cell groups.
Kawitan komsel.
The Lord said to me, your church is not ready to hold the harvest.
Tinyarios gereja anjeun can sanggup narima hasilna.
He said, if I sent you thousands of new people like on the day of Pentecost.
Tinyarios. Lamun kami ngirimkeun ribuan utobat seperti di Pentakosta.
You would not be ready to hold the harvest.
Mane can siap narimana.
We began our 50 groups.
Ikawitan ku 50 kelompok.
They multiplied to 100 groups.
Karena multiplikasi jantan 100 kelompok.
And right after that,
tanggusna,
we had a drama at our church.
Alaman di kajadian nu ngagetkan kareja.
On the first night,
peting ngawitan,
1,000 people were saved.
1,000 jalmi diselamatkan.
We were astonished.
Tapi olohok.
And we didn't know how to disciple those people.
Kudu kumaha ngamuridkeun jalma ieu.
On the second night, another 1,000 were saved.
Pengi kaduana, 1,000 jalma diselamatkan.
For 21 nights,
lami 21 wengi,
we showed the drama.
Nyaksikeun ka jantan anu heran.
It was about heaven or hell.
Aya kaitana sareng surga atawa neraka.
And in those 21 nights,
dina 21 wengi,
18,290 people were saved.
18,280 jalmi diselamatkan.
We were overwhelmed.
Kacida suka bungahna.
We wrote their names on cards.
Nyeratkan nami marana dina kartu.
And we tried to contact them.
Usahakan nepungan maranehna.
But the next day there were 1,000 more.
Injingna aya 1,000 jalmi deui.
And the Lord said to me,
Gusti nyarios ka abdi,
this is the harvest.
Ya hasil pibuatan.
The harvest is coming in your nation.
Buatan ker aya di bangsa saderek.
There will be thousands and millions saved in the world.
Bakal aya ribuan jeung jutaan diselamatkeun.
I believe we're in the closing generation.
Urang aya di generasi akhir.
And the Lord is asking you as a pastor.
Gusti naros ka abdi salaku pangangon.
Are you ready to hold the harvest?
Mane sayogi narima hasilna?
When Jesus moved the fish under the boat,
waktu Yesus ngobahkeun lauk handapeun parahu,
the Bible says their net broke.
Kitab suci nyarios, jaringna mimiti soek.
Jesus had told them let down nets.
Yesus nyarios, rungkupkeun heuratna.
And they let down a net.
Harus dirungkupkeun.
Our present church structure,
struktur gereja ayeuna,
cannot hold a massive harvest.
Tetiasa narima hasil panen uceya.
In Seoul, Korea.
Di Seoul, Korea.
In the largest church in the world.
Di gereja nu gede di dunia.
They have 23,000 cell groups.
Aya 23,000 komsel.
Each cell group.
Unggal komsel.
Wins one family per year.
Nginginkeun sakula warga sataun.
And that is 150,000 new believers.
Eta aya 150,000 nu tobat.
Every year.
Unggal taun.
Through the cell groups.
Ngalangkungan komsel.
With no other outside meetings.
Temake ibadah sejen.
Here in our church.
Di gereja abdi.
We have many times 25 people every week.
Agaduan 25 orang unggal minggu.
Who are saved in cell groups.
Di salametkeun ti komsel.
Cell groups are meant to evangelize.
Komsel maksudna pikeun nginjilan.
They have the four elements of evangelism.
Kaduhan opat unsur penginjilan.
They have purpose.
Kaduhan tujuan.
They have partnership.
Kaduhan mitra.
They have prayer.
Kaduhan doa.
And they have penetration.
Kaduhan terobosan.
I want to challenge you today.
Abdi hayang ajak saderek.
Arrange your church into evangelistic cell groups.
Waktu gereja jadi komsel nu nginjili.
As a pastor,
laku pangangon.
Write the lesson every week.
Serat pangajaran unggal minggu.
1 week focus on believers.
Saminggu meratuskeun nu pertanten.
To edify each other.
Tilih asah.
In the second week,
dina minggu kadua,
focus on the lost.
Perhatikeun nu leungit.
And bring in the lost.
Sarta dibantun.
On the third week,
dina minggu katilu,
go back to believers.
Balik deui ka nu percaya.
And edify the believer.
Ngawulang nu percaya.
On the fourth week.
Dina minggu kaopat.
Evangelize the lost.
Injili nu leungit.
And in this way.
Bicara kieu.
Week after week.
Unggal minggu.
Month after month.
Unggal bulan.
The cells win souls.
Komsel nginginkeun jiwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray for you.
Aku ngadoa kanggo saderek.
For the Lord to help you fulfill your purpose.
Para Gusti nulungan ngawujudkeun tujuan saderek.
Lord, I pray for those watching this video.
Gusti abdi ngadoa kanggo nu nyaksieun video ieu.
They have a purpose.
Aranjeun ngagaduhan tujuan.
Their purpose is winning souls.
Nginginkeun jiwa.
They will fulfill that purpose best in a group.
Hanya dengan nedunan tujuan supaya hasil nasai di komsel.
They will never be satisfied.
Aranjenan tengarau sugema.
Until they fulfill their purpose.
Tatu acan katsumpuanan tujuanana.
And they have no promise of tomorrow.
Aranjenan mal nunda.
We don't know the day or the hour.
Kita terang dinten atau jam.
When Christ will return to earth.
Kristus mulih ke deui ka dunya.
Or a person may die.
Kita orang baris mau.
Help us to win our relatives.
Tulungan nanti nginginkan baraya abdi.
Satan, loose our relatives.
Iblis lepaskan baraya abdi.
Loose our friends.
Lepaskan bebaturan.
Loose our nations.
Lepaskan bangsa.
Help us to be lizards for God.
Tolongan abdi jantan cak-cak kanggo Gusti.
To penetrate the unsaved.
Kanggo moncorkan utacan salamat.
To win the 25 lines of lost people around the world.
Inginkan 25 gurat jalma nu lengit di dunia.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the harvest now, for living in this generation, and we give you the glory for it. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and in our next session, we'll talk about raising up leaders through cell groups.
Langkungan komsel.